an event this weekend in Detroit bills itself as, quote, a three-day hackfest aimed at building great apps for the state of Michigan. While Hackfest may conjure up some negative connotations, its real name, Code Michigan, is a chance for techno geeks to unite for a noble cause. Over the course of 48 hours, participants will design mobile applications that can help the state improve its customer service and make government more transparent. On the line to talk about this event is the founder of Code Michigan, Rick Mason. Good morning and welcome to Current State, Rick.
Good morning.
This is meant to be a marathon event stretching for the entire weekend, 48 hours. What's the intent of that?
Well, this is something that the coders like to do, and it has been done in Michigan before. MHACs down to the University of Michigan, they had 1,200 people from, I think, 20 different states, and the state of Michigan is going to be releasing data in a machine-readable format, and we're celebrating it, and we're going to create some cell phone apps this weekend that hopefully will make it easier for the citizens of Michigan to interact with their government.
How many people do you expect to participate?
We have 200 registered.
200. And an eclectic group, or is it, you know, it's largely techno geeks, or what?
They're all coders. They range from an 11-year-old boy up to a 64-year-old woman. The majority of them, I would think, would be college students or in their early 20s.
Okay. What's the ideal outcome here? I mean, how many apps do you think might realistically be generated from this event?
I think we're going to have 40 or 50 teams. A lot of these events, people, maybe they're ambitious and they start something they don't get done, but I think it's realistic we could have 15 or 20 applications. And a lot of this data has value, hidden value, and most of these that have been held by like New York or San Francisco or the federal government have resulted in companies being created, and that's my most optimistic hope for this weekend.
What kind of apps already exist for state government?
You know, I'm at a disadvantage in really knowing exactly what cell phone apps that are available from state government.
Okay. Sounds like an evolving area.
It's a big opportunity. The state doesn't probably have the budget to write all the applications that they would like to. And a lot of these people, it's a way they can give back to their state. It's no different, I tell people, than the people cleaning up the Lansing Riverfront once a year and volunteering and putting on waders, except that our group has coding skills, and they're just giving back in a different way.
Hmm. How did Code Michigan come to be? I mean, what inspired this?
Well, I've been inspired by open data. I had a chance at a conference to meet a fellow from Austin, Texas, city government, who actually held the first of these events in the United States. And, you know, I was following it, and I was talking to my friends in Lansing about it, and really wasn't able to do anything about it. And one of those friends had worked in state government, and he said, "Would you like to talk to the CIO of Michigan about your idea?" And I said, "Yes," and I went in there with a PowerPoint and showed it to him and some of his staffers. He liked the idea, and a little over a year later, here we are.
Well, the goal, I guess, here is to develop apps that venture capitalists will want to fund. Are they aware of what's going on this weekend?
Yes. We have Detroit Venture Partners is going to give our first place winner an interview that they can pitch their company. There's a accelerator in Detroit called BizDom, which I think is affiliated with Dan Gilbert's companies.
Okay.
And they put people in there, give them, I think, $20,000, and they're in there for 6 months, and I think they give them another 3 months of office space in downtown Detroit, right next to where we're going to be doing this. And they're going to give a couple of our winners a chance to audition to get in there.
Is the current credit climate in Michigan relevant to this weekend's event? I mean, you know, we've struggled to loosen up credit, and obviously to launch an effort like this involves credit. Is that relevant to this weekend's event?
Boy, I don't think so. I think that Michigan, you know, has a chance to be a leader in an emerging field. Right now, the hot thing with the venture capitalists is education startups, and I think in a couple of years it's going to be civic startups. That's my belief, and we've got groups in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo that are working with city leadership to open the city data available, and they're going to have coding festivals. I think Grand Rapids is going to be early 2014. I don't know about Kalamazoo. And we have a chance to be ahead of all these other states. That excites me.
What happens at the end of the event? What will would you like to duplicate this in the future?
Oh, definitely. I've told all my volunteers, and we've got like 30 people that are putting this on that are a mixture of private business people. We've had a lot of help from Detroit Labs and government people, and we want to do this as a yearly event, and we like the state of Michigan. Hopefully we can show them that this is value, and they will continue to release data,
you know,
on
a
regular basis.
We haven't mentioned where this is. Where does this happen?
It's in Detroit. And we're going to be right downtown near Grand Circus Park. We're starting in the Madison, which is the building that has all the startup in it. And then we're moving over to the brand new Grand Circus, which is right next door.
Okay.
And that is a combination event center. They offer training. If you want to learn a new language, and a co-working center. And Google just announced, I think Monday, that it's going to be one of their startup areas that they're going to back, and they're going to put a full-time employee in there to help startups.
All right. Well, Code Michigan is described as a three-day hackfest aimed at building great apps for the state of Michigan. It's a solid 48 hours this weekend down in Detroit. We've been talking with the founder of Code Michigan, Rick Mason. Good luck, Rick.
Okay, thank you very much.